ask that you enlarge my spirit to receive your word. And not just to receive your word, to become as you are. Come and just pray that prayer. The most powerful thing on earth is the word of the Lord. It has the ability to enter into every part of your life and make a difference. Very powerful, very powerful. Very powerful. I know what I'm saying. The most sustainable thing on earth is the word of the Lord. If it has not been the word, I tell you, it won't be here.
Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, when you come again. Emmanuel, on the earth will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to home.
Thank you, Jesus. Sit down. Last week, Friday, we began talking about the soul. I don't know if you were blessed with that message. And I began letting us understand from the book of Daniel chapter 6, right? How the men that betrayed Daniel, the king told them that they should put them into the lion's den. And all of them should die. Both their wives and their children. And the reason why both their wives and their children are meant to die is because everything that has to do with those men betraying or going against Daniel affects even the children and their wives. Wives are created as helpers. That means those women, in a way, have no option than to help their husbands to accomplish their enterprise. So the king make a proper thought that he needs to end their reign. And children represent continuity. The king knows that over time, there's a certain kind of knowledge that has been transferred from the soul of the father to the soul of the children. And he knows that that kind of knowledge is an eternal knowledge. It's a knowledge that has no end. So he has no any level of work per se he will do on those children that they will stand against the will of Daniel. Because those men, over time, have received something from the soul. Hey, someone understand what I'm saying now? I receive something from the soul. The most powerful place to store things outside the spirit is the soul of a man, not even the body. And I keep on letting us understand that, you see, you can give your child name. Let's say you can give your child name Jesus. Because he doesn't have an interaction with the soul of Jesus himself, he cannot live like Jesus. That is why you can be called Daniel. There are more than 3 million Daniels on it. You understand now? But all of them have different lifestyles. Some are Daniels who are spoken now. Some are intercessors. You understand now? Some have different things they are doing that are not the same. Because though the names are the same, but the soul identifies each other. And I began letting us understand also this thing has to affect even our marriages and the things we do. That means we say soulmate. What is soulmate? That means if you are going to find a lady as a man, you look for soulmate. Someone who has the interaction of your soul. Are you getting me now? Not just the body, but what? The soul. You see, maybe a guy meets a lady and says, he's overexcited, he met the lady. Over time, he doesn't like her again. What he doesn't like, firstly, is the soul. He discovered that in his interaction with the lady does not have the capacity, or she doesn't dance the rhythm of his soul. Are you getting me now? That means there's a yearning in his soul that the lady cannot achieve, she cannot accomplish, so he has to leave. You see, a lady, over time, she doesn't accept some kind of maybe guys because they don't fit into her soul. This is what David knew. He said, as the deer pants after water, so my soul. That means your soul can truly pant. I'm just taking a recapture of Friday. Then I began letting us understand that the first thing God did after he made man was to breathe into man. And the name of that bread, and the activity that happened in that bread, sponsor man to become a living soul. So after he breathed into man, the Bible said man became a living soul. The first thing man became was a living soul. And just out of that soul realm, he can identify it. So when he saw lion, you know you are lion. When he saw leopard, you knew you are leopard. All of you are from the cat family, but you are lion, you are leopard. You might look like the same per se, but there are differences. You are shark, you are whale. When he saw his wife, you know, he said, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my... Because there's an interaction. All the animals in the garden, he discovered that there's something that is in them that his soul is not fulfilled there. But when he saw Eve, the Bible did not tell us how many days it took Adam to say, this is the bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. So we don't know if it takes a month, or if it takes a year, or if it takes time, or if it's instant. But one thing we're sure is when he saw, if he knew, that this is the bone of my bone, my flesh. That was what happened to Rebecca also. When Rebecca saw Isaac, she was on the donkey. When she saw Isaac, she came down, removed her veil. Something in her knew, this guy come, this is Isaac among them. That means that lady did not just stand up leaving her father's house to go and marry an unknown man per se. There's something she understood. It was that the same thing she understood that make her walk an extra mile to give those animals water. That means there's something about her life. There's a culture she has maintained over time that gives her the ability to decide when to help, to decide what to do part time. So when she saw Isaac, she knew this is Isaac. The power of the soul. And we saw other scriptures that said the soul that sinner shall die. That means soul can die and soul can live. The first Genesis was telling us a man became a living soul. And over time we saw in the scriptures that soul can die. He said the soul that sinner shall die. That means on earth we have people who have living soul. And over time you can still have people who are carriers of dead soul. It has nothing to do with after rapture. It has to do with the state at which your soul is. So your soul can be a living soul. And you can be upon yourself a dead soul. And living soul per se is the life of God in your soul. So Adam has the life of God. He could identify everything. But when he fell, even the things he identified went against him. He was not accurate again. Because upon him carries a dead soul. Until Jesus came, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He won't say he's the life if there's life on earth before he came. That means the scope of everything that happened before he came does not sustain life, the kind of life he has. That's why the Bible says, he that has the Son has eternal life. Is someone understanding what I'm saying now? That means over time, you can carry upon yourself a living soul. It gives you the ability to capture life in you. And everywhere you come, things come alive. So it's a powerful thing. What you need to ask yourself is, on that vessel called your body, what kind of soul do you carry? Addiction starts from, it starts from the soul, not the body. The craving of the soul. The soul has the power to crave. So that is why David said, as a deer pants after water, so my soul pants after you. That means if your soul craves after God, you naturally become addicted to it. And if your soul craves after fleshy things, what kind of things? You don't have an option that to be a slave to it. And you see, what makes causes a soul to die in sin. That's what the Bible said, the soul that sinned shall die. That means if you see a dead soul, sin happened to it. And And if you see a living soul, the life of God happened to it.
You do not lie, you do not fail. What is hard for you to do, it doesn't exist. It can never, never exist.
How did each and every one of us find time to study the word? I don't mean the kind of study you are studying. Find time to study. Find years to study. Find days to study. Find months to study. If everything you can do to your life now is to hold the word of God and study. In the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the rat race, in the midst of things that takes away people's time, find time to study. It will help you so much. Find time to study. Carry your Bible, study. Keep that distraction. Make it your priority. You know why? Let me tell you how life is sustained. Bible says, as the Spirit spoke, it entered me and set me on my feet. What is trying to say? The setting on my feet is not necessarily standing. What is trying to say is life was imparted unto me as the Spirit spoke. And that life is an energy that enters into me. And that energy has the ability of setting me on my feet. Ezekiel 2 verse 2. That means if you are not on your feet, you lack the word of God. It's not sufficient in your spirit, man. It's not sufficient in your soul. And it doesn't reflect sufficiently in your body. So the study I'm talking about is a study that affects your spirit, your soul, and your body. That your soul will not have a place for things that makes it die. It will have only a place for things that makes it live. That is the very life of the word of God into your soul. To avoid you a lot of errors, a lot of things. Seriously. So don't forget that a soul has the ability to yearn and crave. The soul is alive. It has the ability to crave. It has the ability to crave for the wrong thing. It has the ability to crave for the right thing. Most of us, the problem we have is not our spirit. The problem we have is upon the soul. Because we don't train our soul to accept the word of the Lord and make it of effect. That's why the Bible says they meditate day and what? Night. Do you know what they meditate on the word of the Lord? Until you meditate to a point that it becomes afresh. Let me tell the truth now. You can start to live a holy life. You can live to a point that no gear can fall you. I'm telling you, these things are possible. There's a point you come, a gear can fall you. There's a point you come, a boy can fall you. You hear people to say, something happened. It's a point. What you lack is sufficient word of God. The word of the Lord has not crystallized on you. There's a point you come, I'm telling you, you can stay with a lady in a room for a month and nothing will happen. I'm not saying you should do it too. Are you getting me now? What I'm talking about is, see, I want to tell you something now. How can we be sure that in the age to come we'll serve holy men in the midst of the destruction upon the face of the earth? It is the crystallizing of the word of God upon their heart. When we talk about persecution, you don't know the kind of persecution we face upon the face of the earth. There are different kinds of persecution. In the olden days, their bloodshed is persecution. I guess, man, they killed them, slew them, 12 of us. They cut their heads, 12 of us. Okay. Do you know that temptation can be persecution to you? The devil can decide that today, this month, I'll focus upon Godwin. Then I'll bring a beautiful dancer, I'll give to Godwin. Then there is, he will give you as a gift. I know gifts. You don't struggle for it. It comes, it gives to you. In the realm of the spirit, it's greater to serve God. But the devil has sustainably given him a gift. It is his duty to know what to do with the gift. And if you fall short of the glory of God and fall into the sin, it's because his soul is corrupt. Have you ever sat with a lady in a room for Monday, from night to Monday? I don't feel like this. Eh? Then another time you stay with another person just within 2 hours. Eh? Eh? Everything about you. The difference is that day that you don't, it is the soul matter. The soul does not crave for a lady. But is that 3 hours? Eh? 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 The soul has grown large before. It has nothing to do with just the presence of the lady. Eh? If the soul is powerful and has received the word of the Lord and the word of the Lord is crystallized upon the soul, I tell you, that 3 hours won't be a challenge. What happens is, over time, your soul, let me tell you the truth now, the word of the Lord is a dangerous word that you don't have an option now to consume it daily. It's not what you consume for once in a lifetime, it's what you have to eat daily. The way you eat food and you go hungry, it's essential that even your spirit man can go hungry outside the word of the Lord. So that's why as a Christian, your only sustenance is that you eat the word of the Lord. There's a multitude of truth that can happen to your life. It will affect your body and soul. So the 3 hours, you discover that it looks like 10 years. What happens is your soul has wandered for long after the word of God. It doesn't have a place again for the word of God. And you know what about the soul? When it doesn't receive the word of the Lord, the soul is one of the most strongest receptive systems. Do you know how if you open your Facebook, even though you comment or even though you post or not, you see it pop up with other people post. You cannot reject that one. Because they are your friends, right? In your timeline. That is how it is also when your soul doesn't have the word of the Lord. If once it's open, you see things pop up. You see them. So here some people say this and that. The matter is the matter of your soul. Your soul. That is why Isaac knew something. He said, he told his son, he said, give me 7 minutes and my soul may bless you. There's a kind of blessing you receive that crystallizes on you. It's an irrevocable, you cannot revoke it. When Esau came, he said, I have already given him the blessing. So what makes you feel, you think it's blessing or blessing of mouth? No, let's understand this, you know. Eh? If it's blessing of man, as I bless Isaac, I can bless. As I bless Jacob, I can bless Esau too. Two of us. After all, they are mature, they should have flourished. Two of us. But look at the kind of blessing in the Bible. Why, after he blessed Jacob, when Esau came, he said, I've already taken the blessing and give. That blessing is not just words, it's package. What he was talking about is those things that are affordable in my soul, I have given to him. He's the only one that can think that way. He's the only one that can act that way. He's the only one that can behave that way. He's the only one that can reason that way. He's the only one that can walk in that way. That means I can. Eh? Let me tell you something now. The kind of Bible I study. I study math. Sometimes I wonder if I'll have the time to say everything I want to say before I leave this world. Me, I know I won't have. If you give me 200 days, I'll still say it will not be enough for me. So what I need to do is, if I want to go, my study and everything, I can take it as a package. Are you getting me now? And hand over. Let's say Ezekiel, I can hand over to Ezekiel. Then over time, do you discover that Ezekiel will start working? Then over time, he discover he knows even what the things he is not taught. It's because he's taught in the spirit. He's taught in his soul. It's not a physical teaching. His soul can relate with it. Then he can discover, this aspect, it works in me. Even with that, then he can make the direction from that aspect. Then people are wise to say, Ezekiel, you walk in the order of so-so and so-so. What happens is the blessing of the soul. It's beyond words.
You are brooding over every darkness. You will cause the light to shine from darkness. My God is good. He's causing light to shine from them. Jesus is good over every darkness. He's causing light to shine from them.
This kind of soul you have, everywhere it comes, it will cause light to shine from darkness. It's a creative soul. It causes light to shine from darkness. Please, let's observe some sentences. Jesus came from heaven, right? Okay. When he came from heaven, please, let's know. When he was leaving heaven, do the Father lay hand on him? Eh? We didn't know if the Father lay hand on him. We don't know, right? Two of us. Okay. We don't know what are the things that package that followed him. Two of us. Okay. By inspiration, we know that he was equipped. But we don't know the activities, all the activities that conspired before he came. Just know some parts. Okay. But we know that the Father didn't say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, until at Jordan, the place of baptism. What spoke from the Father that day? If you permit me, I'll tell you that the life of Jesus was becoming a life to be believed by the Father. In as soon as he came to the world, he began trusting Jesus even from that point. That he could open up and say, this one, I'm well pleased. You know well pleased? That means I'm well okay, he's satisfied. And that's why you look at them and say, what I see the Father do in heaven is what I do. That means it's beyond us. There's something that has happened to him that if you meet him is as accurate as the Father. What he will teach you, what he will tell you, what he will say is as accurate as what the Father will say. That if you meet Jesus and you still look for the Father, you are dumb. Because you don't need. Because the Father is in himself. Yes. I have a young friend who once said that he was singing around me, and I just bent my head. And when I raised my head, I said, I see a woman. When you're singing, all I'm seeing is a woman. I'm seeing a woman in your song. In our love, he said, yes. He said, that's the woman that gave me the kind of song I'm singing. And I said, and I said, yes. He said, she existed 100 of years ago. He said, I met her in the spirit, not in the flesh. And what happened between me and her gave me the ability to sing the song I sing. He said, what happened to that guy? Was it a transfer? Something happened. He has the ability to vibe in the spirit and bring out the song. You see, when we talk about the songs of Deborah, it's not just if you can sing it. It can come out of you, if you know its source. A man was singing a song that comes out of a possibility that does not start from him. It started somewhere 100 years ago. Let's say that the blessing of the soul can wait for the right man. For 430 years, there wasn't a Messiah. There wasn't somebody who was a deliverer until Moses came. Let's say that there's something in God that is not easily given. God can wait for the right person. That is the kind of thing that happened between Isaac and Jacob. That when Esau came, he doesn't have anything to own again. So they just give him a what kind of blessing, a shine blessing. But it is already made known that it's the glory of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the glory of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. That means he who has the blessing has a generation. Does somebody understand what I'm saying now? He that has the blessing has what? The generation. He's not the God of Ishmael. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When he met Moses, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That means you are named on account of the blessing. This is why this blessing goes beyond words. It's a transfer of a package. That is why if you are joining God, you must be very, very focused. You must focus so much that you must maintain a living soul. That means you must maintain the life of God in your soul. That is what makes your soul living. Because there's a kind of blessing that God will bless you that it will affect your generation. I am your temple. You are the owner. You are the owner. Owner of this temple. I am your secret place. You are my dwelling place. It's me and you. You are the owner of this temple. I am your temple. You are the owner. You are the owner. Owner of this temple. I am your secret place. You are my dwelling place. It's me and you, we are one. You are the owner of this temple. There are things you do, you go free. There are things I will do, I will forsake. I'm telling you. And falling sick is a sign that you don't own this temple. So you can just basically, you can lie to your parents and they can give you 5k extra. You understand now? I can escape free. It's not your fault. It's because you own your temple. there's kind of thing you do. It's your tongue. It's easy to lie. See, sore throat will catch you for 2 years. Or sore throat will catch you for 3 months. Or sore throat will catch you for 5 days. And that sore throat is every time you feel it, you now remember. It's because I lied. You know what? You don't own your mouth any longer. And you know why? It's because the only secret place he has is your life. You know the one who say, we'll go to the secret place, Abi, to look for God. How he looks for men is in your life. That's what I'm saying. You become his secret place. When he wants to look for men, he goes into your life. Then what he will be telling you is the nations of the world. If it's not the nations of the world, what he's trying to say is, I'm looking for men inside you. You have become my secret place. So I don't need the men, I just need you. And with you, I have the men. That is what David knew. He said, with God, what happened? He ran through a troop. You overrun a troop. What he's trying to say is, he has become the secret place of God. That with him, battle is an example from God to men. That if he fights, he doesn't lose. Open the eyes of my eyes. Open the eyes of my eyes. I want to see. I want to see. So to see you, I believe that up. Shining in the
light of your glory. Pour out your power and love, my sweet sing holy.
Come on, let me hear you.
As we sing, as we sing, I want to sing. I want to sing.
Yes. The pathway to the blessing of the soul is not for the nations. It's for a man. God knows that the multitude can't accurately journey far. So he looks for a man. God knows that the multitude can't accurately journey far. So he looks for a lady. He knows from ancient times that the kind of person he is, that many people are too distracted to reach where he is. Have you watched a game before? Let me tell you, there's a game I watch online that every time it rings in my head. Very powerful game. I saw children being lined up. Babies. You know these babies that cannot walk? That they went pampers. They were lined up and the parents were at their back. Like the mother at this back, then maybe the father at the front there. Like that. You understand? The two couples. One at here, one at there. Some. The mother's there, the parents, the father's here. And they lined them up. Then it was like a race. Everyone has his track. Then the parents maybe hold something that will draw the attention of the child to where they are at the front. Are you getting me now? Come. Two of you, come. Stand here. You stand here. This is what I'm saying. You are the mother. He is the father. Me, I'm the child. Then I'm crawling. Are you getting me now? Use your pen to be distracting me and be calling me. Don't you say, Friday, go. Are you saying, be serious about it? Okay. Say something, say it. Call my attention. You have never played with children before? Okay, do it. Draw my attention as a child. Are you getting me now? And the mother is here, she's telling you, go. And the children are lined up. Some will walk, they'll crow to here. They will now turn back and go and meet the mother. So walk to here. They'll look at their father. They will turn back. But the one that walks to the end is the winner of the game. That means they're trying to train children to be focused on achievement, even from childhood. Yes. And this works even in the spirit. Can I be real to you? Some people will truly lose, or would that be spiritually mature? Spiritual maturity is not prayer. Yes. It's when love has found its place in you. And this love I'm talking about is not a feeling, it's a person. When Jesus has found its place in you. That is how many people is. They start walking from here. Look at the track of their destiny. When they reach here, they are distracted by a guy who proposed to them. And because they're in love with him, they cannot even hear the will of God. So they go back and go and meet the boy. Only to discover after many years, he is not the right person. They walk, they reach here. Then somebody pass with a car, wow, say, ah! He can buy it, I must buy it. Then they go back, they tell you that then they have a reason. You know, every going back have a reason. They go and tell you that we are financial apostles. We want to raise finance for the kingdom. Finance is a blessing. It's not an activity. When Solomon gave a kind of offering, if you meet a man who talks about finance and he is not a giver, I mean, not this moment giver, he has never donated his life. He can never be rich in this kingdom. And if he's rich, it's not from God. If you check the Bible very well, you will know that the men that God truly made rich were men that gave a kind of offering that nobody has ever given. That means if If you truly want a financial freedom, you are here. Let me give you this example. You are here for a month, a week, a month, a year. Nothing has given, nothing left you that caused you to God. Forget it. You are not yet ready to have financial freedom. I'm serious. You are not yet ready. You don't know how to get every meat for the man that owns your blessing to release your blessing to you. You don't have a blessing. In this kingdom, your name cannot be named among men that are great. If you change the perspective of God, how he gives, I'm telling the truth. If you meet a man who is richer among my son, write it today, is the man who gives to me more than everybody. I'm serious. I'm not saying, you know me, I don't collect money, Abi. You know me. I've stayed 4 years without offering. 4 years. We'll do service for 4 years, no offering. Me, matter of money, I'm dead to it. If among many things, is it money matter? Money matter, I die where? You know they call die? I live my life, not even know when I'm rich and when I'm poor. Because all are gain to me. If you give 20 million, give me, it won't distract you. If you give me 20 million, it won't distract you. If you give me 29, it won't distract you. If you don't even give money, a lack of money will not distract you. Because the things I pursue are beyond cash. I know where the blessings is. And I know he that has the blessing has a generation. Someone will say, our generation. Don't claim it though. Make sure you have the blessing first. It is the blessed man that has our generation. Remember that one said, our generation. Our is us. Their generation is them. Our generation is not only you, two of us. That should tell you that there's one, the custodian, and there's one, there's the one that is held custody. If I say my table, that means I own the table, two of us. The table is under my custody. So there are people under the custody of the blessed man. Every blessed man has people. That's why he said, he told Abraham, as the stars of heaven is, so shall be thy seed. He said, and they shall possess the gifts of what? That is, who owns them? Who has the blessing? Abraham as a father. That is why he chose to give to Isaac and not Ishmael. Are you understanding this now? That means blessing can be transferred over time, and he that carries it carries the generation. When they wanted making Jesus king, he fled. You know why? He knows that what will make him a king is the price on the cross. Who paid to the Father the kind of price that Jesus paid? So what makes you feel you can stand up from anywhere and become like Jesus? Let's be real. That means fatherly blessing truly. I'm real. If you meet a man who is the Jesus to the Father, don't go and look for a man. He's the owner of the generation. See, if the credit is, see, let's if you understand this thing, but there are times we served, we are bleeding. I've served in blood before, so I'm telling you that I stand serving, but I'm bleeding. I don't mean spiritual, I mean physical. It's because the Bible says there are three things that there is: the water, the blood, and the spirit. Mr. Ba, if you like, cost me for that tomorrow. You know why? I've become so blessed that your cost. So let me give you something. If you go to the cross, go to the cross. I say, Jesus, you don't pay my sin. I collect my sin back. The kind of sin I has paid for. Will you even know when I collect your own back? Jesus said, I'll go to hell. That's the kind of. There's a way you'll be so blessed. Let me tell you that. There's a way you'll be blessed. That if a man stand up and curse you, he's cursed. Let me explain something to you now. Rebecca, when she was leaving her father's house, she was given a kind of blessing. And the blessing was, anyone that blesses you is what? blessed. And anyone that curses you is cursed. I want to ask, have you ever seen people who say, they curse me and I make my life better? It's two of us. There's another kind of man that if you mistakenly curse him, you carry the curse. He will not carry it. You know what I just said, though? You tell him you will see. He's just waiting for you to see. Even without talking to you, he knows you cannot be well. Because what happens is it carries the Rebecca unction. If you bless him, you are blessed. And if you curse him, without even a word, you just responded back to your life. Because unto him carries the blessing. Do you see why Isaac grew to a point that even the people that were around him, the foreigners, they came, they said, take an oath, let's take oath with you, because we discovered that there's something about you that is greater than us. Even in our land, you were flourishing beyond us. Why? They knew the careers of blessing. Even people don't serve God in heaven when they see the career of blessing, they knew. So how come you as a Christian don't look for the blessing? When the Bible says, except a seed falls and die, he cannot what? What we're talking about is fruit are the signs of a blessed man. And death is the hardest sacrifice to give. Because when you talk about death, you have lived yourself into another self. And that was the sacrifice that Jesus gave. So Jesus owns the blessing of the Father. That no angel, no prophet of old, nobody can stand in that equation. See, Jesus did not just come as God to own blessing, he earned the blessing. That's why the first thing he said is, I'm the way. That means if you want to take the pathway of the Spirit, know me first. If you know me, you will know. What? I want to ask you, do you know one of the men that would have been so strictly rich on it? You know that man that is a rich man? Eh? That man that is a rich man that would just say, sell everything and follow me. That he refused. That man would have been the most rich man in the New Testament. That man, because just what talking, they say, you have met someone that's more than Solomon. Are you getting me now? He said, sell everything, follow. You know why? Sell your poverty, follow my wealth. Because what the guy has is poverty. And after that day, he was never known upon the face of the earth again. But today, we'll talk about Paul. We'll talk about John the Beloved. We'll talk about Matthew. We'll talk about James. Do you see what is blessing now? In blessing, eh? And what was that media then? But their name still reigns. In blessing, you own your generation. As far as there's a memory of that generation, their name reigns. So the rich man has everything for himself, but he doesn't have his generation for himself. But Solomon has his generation for himself. Why? He gave a 1,000 offering that God came and met him. Let me tell you the truth now. See, there's a kind of Absalom was the son of David, but he didn't carry the blessing. He was beautiful like a woman. Two of us. It is. You know why? As Samson, have you ever seen a man so handsome that they call him a beautiful man? That was how Absalom is. So that's, I wonder how that guy take fine. If that guy is doing modeling now, But imagine the body, doesn't have the capacity enough carrying the blessing, but Solomon has the capacity. And how you know is the same temple that the father David was gathering properties to build, Solomon came and built it. That means blessings fall for a reason. Because there was an interaction between the soul of David and the interaction between the soul of what? Of Solomon. There was something correlating them. So David, since your age is counting, and I don't want you to build a temple, now I know I will look for one of your children who have your kind of soul. I will empower him. This is why God made Joshua say, be strong and courageous. Because he knew that the accurate man that can glory into that point was Joshua. If you are looking for a man, lay your hands on me. If you are looking for someone, find a man in me.
Holy Ghost, I come. Find a man in me. If you are looking for someone, find a man in me. Tonight I come. Lay your hands on me. Holy Ghost, I come. Lay your hands on me. If you are looking for a soul, I'm available. If you are looking for a prize, come take all of me. Holy Ghost, I come, oh, come, oh, come.
This matter, a matter that deeper than words and time. The Holy Spirit revealed to you the pathway to blessing. You know it is the most narrowest pathway. The pathway to own your generation. Don't die in the multitude. It's dangerous. I'm telling you. That's why I call it the price of the Spirit. The degree of your price is the degree of your rising. It's the degree of the glory of the Lord upon you. It's the degree. So Jesus told him, sell everything, follow me. That means, young man, follow me. Said, no, you that the tax masters came and looked for you, that what spared you was you did a miracle and go and get money from the fish. You are not a businessman. Me, I know the laws of business. The law of business is you do this and do this and do this. I can't follow you. I should teach you. You just, you should meet me and I should teach you about wealth. The 70, he prayed on them. They went and cast out devils. We didn't see some of them again. We have the power to cast out devils. It responded to us. But they never knew that the power lies in a degree. That they just left with shaft. The time will come that even the demons will oppress them. You see why some people, over time, you see them in the bone, right? Then tomorrow you hear that their life, you don't even know where they end again. Eh? Some of them, you hear that they're just somewhere, you don't even hear about them again. That the things they fight against are now boasts over them. What happens is like the 70s. It was the decree that gave them the power to do what they did. And because they don't stay with the source again, what they did had now became. You see why some people who cast demons now are possessed with demons? You that preach against addiction, now you are suffering from masturbation. It's because you lose touch of the source. Lastly, before we close, somebody, you read aloud for me the book of Job 38. Very loud. As loud as you can. Swallow me, oh, swallow me, oh, swallow me. This yenina, swallow me, oh, swallow me, oh, swallow me. This prayer I pray, oh, swallow me, oh, swallow me, oh, swallow me. This fast I fast.
swallow me, oh, swallow me, oh, swallow me, mortality.
Who is that? Who can read loud? Job 38. Start from verse 1. It's a long reading.
Then the Lord answered you.
Who is this what?
Darkened.
Okay. What but no knowledge? Yummy! That means knowledge. Eh? 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 It's not in everyone. And he said darkened by what? By what? By what? Counsel. That means the light of God might not be upon a counsel. Is somebody understanding now? You are darkened by it. There's no light. Continue.
Like a man.
I will question you. And you shall declare to me. Where were you? When I laid the foundation of the earth. Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurement? Surely you will know. Who straight the lines upon it? What were it based on? What was the purpose? Continue. Be fast. Where the morning stars sang what?
Together.
And all the sons of God shout for. You hear me? Where the morning star sang together. Is somebody understand what I'm saying now? Eh? When what? The morning stars sang together. There was a song they sang together. It was not one star. It was called the morning stars. They were not night stars. They were morning stars. Are you getting me now? It is morning you are talking about. Their names are called the morning star. They were not the stars that just talk about the night. Bible says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. They were the stars of joy. Their appearance is the appearance of morning. And if you see them, one of the things you see that is notable is they sang together. There was a community or a union of song that projects from them. Because they are morning stars. Is somebody understanding now? It came out from them because they are what? They are morning stars. And the sons of God shout for what? For what? Eh? Shout for what? For joy. Why? Because weeping men just for the air, but joy cometh where? So do you think that they sang and the sons responded by shouting for joy? They were called morning stars. If you see them, you have seen the appearance of light. You have seen joy. You have seen a season called the morning. If you see them, the ends weeping. Are you getting me now? The ends what? Weeping. But there was a union song that emerged from them. You are glorious, so glorious, Yahweh. You are
glorious, so glorious, Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious, Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious, Yahweh.